Good evening. In a second grade catechism class, the teacher asked the little kids, "Now children, tell me which all places you can find God." And one of them said, "In the church." "That's a good answer," said the teacher. And another one said, "In the chapel." "That is also a good answer," said the teacher. And a third one said, "At the grotto, in the garden." "Yes, God can be found there too," the teacher said. "Good answer." And finally, a smart little boy raised his hand and said, "In the bathroom." Yes, the entire class laughed. So the teacher said, "Be silent." And then she approached the little boy and asked him, "So son, tell us, why do you think that we can find God in the bathroom?" And the boy explained. He said, "In the morning, if my dad is in a hurry to go to work, and if the bathroom is still occupied, then he would knock at the door so loud and shout, 'My God, my God, are you still in there?'" So the boy thought that God was using bathroom. The bottom line is, God can be found everywhere, especially in the bathroom. Yeah. In the church. In the sacraments. I asked this question to our little ones, the second grade, who are preparing for their first Holy Communion, and they all shouted, "In the tabernacle." They know it. The little ones know. Do you believe that God is present here in the tabernacle 24/7? Do you believe that? Do you really believe that? Can I get a form? Yes. Oh, good. Our Lord is residing here in the tabernacle, in the church, 24/7. He is waiting for us, the Lord. That's why this place is the house of a living person. God lives here in the Blessed Sacrament, in the tabernacle. He's waiting for us 24/7, brothers and sisters. He is the reason why we are here today. We come to celebrate the Mass. We are worshiping Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. He is alive and He is really present here. Did you know that according to the latest Pew Research survey, only 28% of the church-going Catholics in the United States truly believe in the real presence of Christ in the Blessed Sacrament? Did you know that? Only 28% of the church-going Catholics really believe in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. That is shocking. I'm glad that we are part of that 28%. Aren't we? Aren't we? We are. That's why we are here, right? We come to worship the Lord every Sunday here. We come to adore Him in the Eucharist. You know, the others still think that Jesus is only symbolically present in the Eucharist. Symbolically, that's how they think. The truth is, Jesus, the second person of the Holy Trinity, is truly present in the Blessed Sacrament in His real body, blood, soul, and divinity. That's why we come every Sunday to worship God and to receive Him in the Holy Communion, and not for any entertainment. We are not here for any entertainment. If we are looking for entertainment, this is not the place. Holy Mass is not a time for entertainment. Our sacred music, yes, of course, our sacred music, the proclamation of the Word of God, the homily, even if it can be boring sometimes, all these should enable us to worship the Lord intimately in the Eucharist rather than distracting us. All this should help us, enable us to worship the Lord intimately. That's why we are here. Today, let us focus on this reality as we are celebrating the Feast of Corpus Christi, the most precious body and blood of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. We heard in today's Gospel Jesus telling us, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. John chapter 6, verse 51. After this teaching on the bread of life, many people began to leave Jesus and they went away. They began to leave Jesus. They said, this is a hard teaching. Who can follow this? And so they went away. They started leaving Jesus. But Jesus did not stop them from leaving. He did not say, oh, wait. I didn't mean that. No. No, we can change that a little bit. No. Jesus did not say that. He said, let them go. He turned to his apostles and asked them, do you also want to go away? Do you also want to go away? Just because this is a hard teaching? And it was Simon Peter who replied, Lord, no. To whom shall we go? For you have the words of eternal life. Yes. Jesus gives us eternal life in the Eucharist, brothers and sisters. That's why we are here. Jesus was not going to compromise or change his teaching, even if everyone had left him. Jesus instituted the Holy Eucharist as food for the journey. This is our spiritual food for the journey. His body and blood nourishes us through this journey of life to our eternity. What we are partaking is the bread of life that came down from heaven, unlike that of our ancestors who ate the manna from heaven while they were hungry in the desert. As we heard from the first reading, those who ate the manna, they died. But whoever eats this bread will live forever, says the Lord. When we come to Mass, Jesus feeds us with a spiritual food from heaven. At the Holy Mass, when the priest who stands in the person of Jesus, in persona Christi, when the priest says the words of consecration, the substance of both the bread and the wine becomes the very substance of the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, when he says, this is my body, this is my blood, it happens. It is the Lord who said it. This is called the mystery of transubstantiation. That's a hard word. Transubstantiation. But it means changing of the very substance of the bread and wine into the substance of the very body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. That is the mystery of transubstantiation. This is the miracle of all miracles that is happening to us when we come to Mass. But people tend to ignore it sometimes, unfortunately. The real presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist is the hidden treasure of the Catholic Church. It is the treasure of our church. And people don't ignore it sometimes. Have you heard of people like Alan Hunt, Scott Hahn, and many other Protestants? They were former Protestant theologians and authors, pastors, and so on. But now they are practicing Catholics. They are very famous. Alan Hunt, Scott Hahn, they have written many books. Alan Hunt wrote the book, The Confessions of a Mega Church Pastor. The Confessions. He confesses in his book what led him back to the Catholic Church. It is the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist that attracted him and brought him back to the Catholic Church. So also Scott Hahn, he wrote the book Rome, Sweet Home. In that book he writes, when we come to celebrate the Holy Mass, it is a taste of heaven on earth. The heaven comes down to us, brothers and sisters, at the altar. The angels are with the Lord Jesus in the Eucharist. All the saints and angels are around him. Jesus is coming down to us, the heaven on earth. It is a taste of heaven and on earth. In these books, they explain how Eucharist attracted them to come back to the Catholic Church. Several people have come back in this manner because they discovered the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. The Venerable Archbishop Fulton Sheen, he once said in one of his homilies, the greatest love story of all time is contained in the Eucharist. The greatest love story of all time is contained in a tiny piece of bread at the altar. Isn't that amazing? What a miracle that is. Because God loves us so much, he humbles himself to become one with us in the form of bread and wine. He comes to us. When we partake of his body and blood, we become part of his mystical body, the church, as St. Paul describes in today's second reading. And then we are being sent forth to be the living body of Jesus Christ to the world. At the end of the Mass, we are sent forth to be his hands and feet and mouth, to be living Jesus by our lives. All the Catholic dioceses in the United States are in a 3-year period of Eucharistic revival. I'm sure you know it. We are in a 3-year period of Eucharistic revival, including our own Archdiocese of Atlanta. During this time of Eucharistic revival, brothers and sisters, let us cultivate a deeper love for Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, who alone can satisfy all our deepest hunger. Only the Lord can satisfy our deepest hunger. Brothers and sisters, each of us come to the Mass bearing our own burdens of personal problems and trials and difficulties. We are all here. We come with all our problems. And Christ alone can lift our burdens, console us, and lead us to spiritual healing and inner peace. The peace that the Lord gives, the world cannot give. Only he can give us that peace. We are simply seeking that peace and joy that only Christ can give us. Sometimes we hear people saying, oh, the Mass is boring. Haven't you heard that sometimes? The Mass is boring. The question is, why are you here? To be entertained? Then the Mass can be boring. This is not a place for entertainment. But if we come here hungry for the Word of God, if you come hungry for the bread of life, then I can assure you that we shall all be fully satisfied when we go back home. Amen.